This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. It's almost Christmas, and we're spending all this week talking about the five emotions of Christmas. So we started on Monday talking about anticipation as they were waiting for the Messiah to come in the New Testament days. And then we looked at fear as the angels brought the message to the shepherds about the birth of Jesus, and yet how their fear turned to peace as they found out it was actually a message of great joy. And then we looked on Wednesday at amazement that leads to praise as they saw that being fulfilled. And then yesterday at humility as we see Jesus coming into our world, not as some great human king, but just in an ordinary peasant family and born even in a stable and lying for his bed in the feeding trough, which is what a manger is. Just not putting on airs, but coming just as one of us to live among us, to show us how God lives among us, and then to make a way for us to have a relationship with God as well. And that brings us to our fifth emotion of Christmas. And this one comes towards the end of Jesus' life on earth, as he's talking to his disciples just a day before his crucifixion. He says to them in John 14, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to Jesus, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Well, this fifth emotion of Christmas is the emotion of hope. Because Jesus coming into our world gives us assurance that he will fulfill his promise that says, "I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." That our experience in this world is not the end of life. This world is like just the stepping off point. These 70 or 80 years of life that we have, or less or more, all they are preparation for what is to come. And if we are going to the same destination as Jesus, then what we are stepping off from this world into is something so awesome, so amazing, so full of the presence of God and his purpose in our lives, it will be the most amazing, fulfilling existence for all eternity. And yet, of course, if we have not found forgiveness with God, we will face his judgment for all eternity. And Thomas says, "Well, how can we know the way to where you're going?" Jesus says, "If you want to go where I'm going, here's the answer. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." If you want to walk with God far beyond this life and into the life to come, if you want to know the Father, Jesus tells us nobody comes to the Father except through me. I am the way. That is, we have this problem between us and God, and none of us can overcome it. We've all offended God and we've broken his laws. There's no way for us to undo that. But Jesus has done what we couldn't do. That's why he came into our world, to become one of us. That gave him the right to represent us before God the Father, and to die on the cross and take the judgment that we deserve so that we could be forgiven And then there's no barrier between us and God. If only you will turn to Jesus and pray to God in your heart and say, "Thank you for what Jesus did for me. I accept your forgiveness, and I want to come into relationship with you. Make my life what you want it to be." Then your whole future is changed, and there is hope. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.